Good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
How are you today? Who is new on my left side? Anybody who is new? Yes, come. Tell us your name and how you got to know this group. Ah, yes, hello. Yes, good to see you in person. Yeah. What is your surname?
My surname is
Wei. Tan Ming Yang.
Ah.
Wang, huh?
Zhenyang.
Oh, so Zhenyang. Ah, Singaporean. When you text me and you wrote Yang, I thought you are from China. Singaporean. Okay, good. Welcome. Anybody else who is new today? Let me see. Yeah, no, then it's okay. We are on the Dharma Sutra. So, the previous session, we touched on the part where Venerable Subhuti appears. And he pay respect to the Buddha and then request for the teaching. Si you, Si Zun, Ru Lai San Fu Nian Zhu Pu Sa, San Fu Zhu Zhu Pu Sa. Si Zun, San Nan Zi San Ni Ren, Fa A Niang Duo Lo San Miao San Pu Ti Xing, Yun He Zhu, Yun He Tiao Fu Qi Xing. So last week, not last week, the previous session, I went through this in brief. Explaining what is the Pusa and also what is San Nan Zi San Yuan. And in brief, we'll continue from there. So, the previous session I also mentioned about how. From the opening up to this point, the earlier part is what we call Xufen, like a forward portion, like the preamble portion. And then here is what we call Zhenzhongfen, where the focus of the teaching is being expressed. Yeah, so over here, there's something called Kerpan, which is the table of contents, something like a structure. Yeah, so. My teacher elaborated on that. 前面是发起这件事的序, so the front part is what gives rise to this the main core of the teaching. Yeah. So that is the earlier part. Yeah. 如是我闻一时佛在舍维格及数及数故多言与大众比丘身二千二百五十人聚 and so on and so forth. How the Buddha go for alms. And then come back, finish the meal, wash, and then sit in samadhi. Then Shibuti, Shi, Zhang Lao Shibuti, Yu Da Zhong Zhong, Da Zhong, then after that, Pian Tan Yu Jian, Yu Si Zhao Di, He Zhang Gong Jing, Er Bai Fo Yan, and so on. So, my teacher says this Zhenzhongfen, which is the core part, which is basically the bulk of the sutra, is divided into two broad section. Yeah, the first section, 第一颗, 开显, 无为法, 圣意地相. Yeah, so the first section, 开显. Yeah, so what is 开显? 开显是开示说明. So elaborates. Yeah, it elaborates. Elaborates what? Elaborates the meaning of what is unconditioned phenomena. Yeah, 开显, 无为法, unconditioned phenomena. Then 圣意地相. So, have I covered the 圣意地相? No, I didn't cover that. So let me cover that today. So this is Uefa. Uefa is the unconditioned phenomena. So this 圣义谛, this di is truth. So 圣义, literally means the supreme meaning. But here supreme meaning is basically ultimate. Yeah. So ultimate reality, in other words, ultimate truth, ultimate reality. So what is the feature of it? Yeah, what is the feature of it? 圣义谛相. What is the feature of this? When we in Buddhism, we have 相, we have 性. So, xing is nature, xiang is feature. They are interlinked. Yeah, so, xing is the characteristic, and xiang is how it looks like. When something has this nature, then how does it look like? But why do we want to know this? Yeah, the question begets, why do you need to know this? So, by knowing the feature of something, then we can know, okay, of is it of this nature or is it of that nature? Yeah. So, hence in Buddhism, we learn the features of unconditioned phenomena. And of course, when there's unconditioned, then there is also conditioned phenomena, which is the second part. Yeah. But why do we want to know this? Because if you can connect with the unconditioned phenomena, Uefa, yeah, then you will not give rise to defilements. If you connect with the Uefa and you spend your time discriminating over that, yeah, then you'll give rise to concepts like gain and loss. You give rise to praise, blame, reputation and disrepute. Pain and pleasure. Yeah, then your mind will churn up. Yeah, you'll churn up. So 圣义谛相, Uefa, okay, so Uefa, what is the feature? Yeah. It is unborn, is unchanging, yeah, there's no birth, no death, no arising, no ceasing. Yeah. Condition is the opposite. Oh. So, 第二大科, so the first one broad section is on unconditioned phenomena. Second broad section is on another part, which is the conditioned phenomena. Yeah. So the Chinese text is 正观有为法世俗地相, yeah. So 圣义地世俗地, yeah. So you have So this is the conventional reality or truth. Yeah, so the ultimate reality versus conventional reality, yeah, ultimate truth versus conventional truth. Yeah. So my teacher over here highlight the last chapter. Yeah. The last chapter, there's this verse. 一切有为法如梦幻泡影如露亦如电应作如是观. Yeah, so my teacher is, so don't be confused. My teacher is going through what comes after this, but it's not going through this exact text. he's giving the broad overview, yeah, of the whole 正宗分, which is the core content. And he's highlighting that the core content has these two broad, yeah, broad categories. One is on ultimate reality, one is on conventional reality. We live in conventional reality. Yeah. We tend to make stories of conventional reality. But within conventional reality, there is ultimate reality that we can actually work towards seeing. The enlightened ones see ultimate reality. Yeah. So when we learn Buddhism, we are trying to see ultimate reality. Oh, so there's that distinction. Yeah, so that verse, some of you may be familiar. Yeah, if you have the Dhamma Sutra, it's in chapter 32, the last chapter. Oh. But we are now still at this section here. So 正观世俗地, what is 正观? That means to correctly observe. Yeah. So 佛菩萨开示我们在得般若智慧的时候, 不要颠倒, 名为正观. Yeah. Not to have distorted perception, but to see things as they are. Yeah. But how to do that? Yeah, how to do that? Yeah. 有为, 指因缘生法是由生灭变化的. Yeah, so 有为法, so dependent on conditions, then come together. Yeah. So those who have attended the Heart Sutra should be quite familiar with the concept. But sometimes you have to be careful. This is another pitfall. When we attend this class, that class, then sometimes, the other day, a student asked, the student mentioned, in the past, I think it was a he attended this or that class, the Heart Sutra and so on. And at that point in time, I was wondering, you know, is it, or maybe it's you, someone mentioned about how initially when attending the classes, then was a bit puzzled. Why some people attend a few times? Yeah. Tendency for us initially when we learn something is, oh, I attended this class already. Ah, Sifu, next year still having Heart Sutra. I think I don't need to attend anymore. Yeah, we tend to think that way. You must ask yourself, for past 10 years, Sifu have been conducting. Why should Sifu still conduct? When we say we have attended that class or this class, or Heart Sutra, I heard before already. I read the book. I attended the workshop. Have we attained enlightenment? Not to mention attain enlightenment lah. If let's say now you're taking a flight and the guy next to you, yeah, see you wearing a chanting bead and then ask you, hey, you're Buddhist, huh? That day I saw this this verse. 色不异空，空不异色，色即是空，空即是色. I try to find everything in Chinese though. Can you explain to me? You've got to ask yourself, can you explain that? If you can explain that, then you don't have to attend anymore. Or if you can explain that and you can see that every day in your life, then you don't have to attend anymore. But we tend to think, I attend once really. Or some of you may think, but Shifu, I attend 5 times really. We tend to think in this way. Not that you have to attend. Yeah, it's okay, don't attend. Yeah. You look at this sutta. By the time this sutta was delivered, there's already Anatta Pindakas Park. A whole bunch of the monks are already arahant. If you look at the Nikayas, when the arahants hear that the Buddha is in town, they are filled with joy. Why? Because Buddha not always in town. Because India is not like Singapore, no? Kyanakyaku, that few kilometers. India, sometimes, some of them ordain and become monks and never ever met with the Buddha until one day chance upon the Buddha. So whenever they know that the Buddha is in town, they will quickly go and they will just go to the forest and sit there. They don't know whether there's a Dhamma town or no poster sent out, nothing, you know. Yeah. But they'll just be happy to be there, you know. Maybe Buddha may give a teaching. Or they will go and ask the Buddha questions. So to observe the conventional truth, to observe that this world that we live in, there is arising and ceasing. In other words, there's impermanence. Do we see impermanence? Impermanence is again what some people think, basic Buddhism. I attend basic Buddhism class today. I know already. Do we really see impermanence? I've mentioned before in some other sessions. Yeah. So my teacher over here, he, the same exact thing. So, 以无常为例, yeah, so with impermanence as an example, 无常是指没有决定性, yeah, so there's no certainty. 是变化的, yeah, it's changing. 比如说, so for example, 我昨天看见某甲, so yesterday I saw somebody. 今天看见还认为这是某甲. Today when I meet that person, I still think this is that same person. We have this. Yeah, we have this. Yesterday when you went to sleep, today you think that it's the same person waking up. Yesterday you meet your friend, it's the same person. One day you go to office, Tomorrow when you go to the office, you think it's the same colleague. Yeah. So what about this? 这就是问题. This is the problem. Yeah. If you have this feeling, then it means that you haven't understood impermanence. Haven't understood impermanence.
Yeah, let's be clearer. 其实前一刹那, 前一刹那和后一刹那已经不同了。
So, actually those of you who pay attention, in many of the classes, I've highlighted this many times. Yeah, highlighted this many, many times.
So
after many, many moments later, after some days later, we still feel that it's the same person. Yeah, so just to give you all some example, I will not read through everything. So this is one example. Although conditioned phenomena is changing, is impermanent, we have a sense of permanence. We have a sense of certainty of permanence. Yeah. So, 现在说正观有为法世俗地相. So, this book is actually available online. You know, when my teacher last time, he don't allow us to record. And some of them secretly record. Until later, he gave in and let them record. And after recording, some of them transcribe it. And he didn't allow them to transcribe. They have to secretly hide inside the car park, in a cold car park, there's no heating. Yeah, and it's in US, not Singapore. Singapore car park very hot. Yeah, in US, very cold temperature, they hide inside and do the transcribing. Yeah, because my teacher didn't allow them to do transcribing. Why? These are, when they do transcribing, not anyhow, I know. They listen and then they transcribe and then rewind. They spend hours, spend days doing transcribing, and still my teacher didn't allow. Didn't allow. Yeah, why? Because even for his own teaching, he don't want it to be passed on blatantly. Yeah. Because once you transcribe it, then you can mass distribute, and if there's any error, he can't correct that. And that's why when you all do transcribing, if you transcribe, make sure it's word for word. You go and add one word here, take out one word there, change the expression. And we were in US, some of the Sangha decided that we should publish it so that more can benefit. But some were hesitant. If we publish it, people may just take it for granted and they may not benefit also. So after all these years, comes back to one simple thing. Some people ask, why did the Buddha enter Parinibbana? I can assure you, even if he stay on, we'll still be the same. Not much difference. Yeah. We tend to think, ayah, if only if the Buddha didn't enter Parinibbana, wow, we will have the Buddha to learn from, we'll attend Dharma class, we'll in one life attend Arahanthood, wow, immediately become stage 7 Bodhisattva, this and that. I can assure you, if the Buddha is around, those who will attend will still attend. Those who are busy with work lah, go, need to do this lah, got this, that, will still be the same. In the Buddha's time, it's also like that. There are those who will put in effort. But there will be those who have all kinds of reason.
第一大课, 开显无为法, 圣义地相, 以须菩提赞佛,
yeah, so, the opening starts with Venerable Shibuti. So this is the actual verse. So here is my teacher is saying, this is actually in praise of the Buddha. Yeah. What is the part that praise the Buddha? So, Ru Lai San Hu Nian Zhu Pu Sa San Fu Zhu Zhu Pu Sa. Yeah, this is the praise. Yeah. San Hu Nian Zhu Pu Sa San Fu Zhu Zhu Pu Sa. Yeah. So, 故又分二科, yeah, so, hence, broken down into two parts further. So, 第一科是摄受以成熟菩萨方便, yeah, so the first section is to encompass those bodhisattvas who are already matured. So, 即善护念诸菩萨, so, 为善根成熟的菩萨说般若意, So, previously also mentioned about bodhisattvas. Yeah, bodhisattvas and bodhisattvas, there are still a difference. There are those that are already matured in their wholesome roots. There are those that is still nascent, yeah, still new. Yeah, so the first section, 善护念诸菩萨, is referring to those who are already matured. So, 第二颗是善护住, 为成熟菩萨方便, yeah, 即善付诸诸菩萨. So the first one is for those who are matured, though second part is for those who are still new. Yeah, those who are new, you still need to give more instructions. Those who are already matured, just keep them in mind in case if they need any pointers. Yeah. So this is like the example I gave before, the stackers versus accountant. So those who are accountant or professionals, just have to hu nian. Keep them in mind. Yeah? Because they know how to do their work already. They know how to do their practice. Yeah. 善付诸诸菩萨, but there are those who are still new. Yeah, you have to keep instructing them. tell them once, two times, three times, four times, maybe even have to scold them. Maybe, I don't know whether I have to kick. No, la, Buddha don't kick.
换言之, 就是为立根和顿根,
yeah. So my teacher says that, in other words, it's for those who are of high faculty and dull faculty. Yeah. So there are those who is 立根. So 根 literally referring to roots. What kind of roots? Not the 秋章 kind of roots. But when we do cultivation, then we plant a seed. If you just plant a seed, in a way not considered 根 has the meaning of being able to give rise to something. Yeah. So after you plant a seed, you must still nourish it. Then it will grow a root. Yeah. By the time you say it have 根, it means that it can have some result already. Yeah. So some of us maybe a bit small 根. Yeah. 大风吹连根拔起吹掉了. Yeah. Some thicker. Yeah. Already very stable. Yeah. So no matter what, very firm.
So the editorial team put in a bracket. 或者善根成熟和未成熟.
Yeah. So another way to look at it is whether it has matured or immature. Yeah. So these two types of bodhisattva, yeah, 的二种菩萨, 说这两段般若意, yeah. So hence there's these two types of wisdom. Yeah, the first type is the ultimate reality, second type is the conventional reality. One is for the 立根, one is for the 顿根, or for the mature and immature. In the US, when my teacher gave teachings, no slides. He just have his text and he will just read the main text, he will explain. No notes given, nothing. You have to really pay attention and then quickly take down notes. Yeah.
So, 第一段, the first section, 色受已成熟菩萨方便.
Yeah. So, to encompass those bodhisattvas that is already mature. Yeah, the method to do that. So, what is 色受? My teacher explained.
色受, 实在就是接引,
to encompass, to bring them in. Yeah, 接引, to bring them in.
So, 也可以说是教导, yeah, 教导. 佛教, 佛教导, 无漏善根, 已经成熟菩萨的方便.
So, this 方便, you all must know that 方便 in Buddhism, it's not convenient. 方便. So 方便 is actually referring to the methods or means. It's only in modern times then this just means the convenience.
So 这一段又分三大科.
So this section again split into three sections. Yeah, so the first section,
般若体门.
So the essence of what wisdom is. Yeah. The path, the method, yeah, describing what the essence of wisdom is.
第二颗, 信受门, 指信受般若波罗蜜法门的人.
Yeah, so 信受门. So describing the path of faith and acceptance. Yeah. So here is talking about those who practice the perfection of wisdom. Yeah, different types. There are those, how do they develop that faith in it?
第三, 功德门.
Yeah. So the description of the merits. What is so good about wisdom? Why learn wisdom? Yeah. Sometimes that's the problem, you know. Because we don't see the merit. What is merit? Basically, benefits and value. If you don't see the value of something, you will not put in effort. Hard to put in effort. That's why parents are so willing to spend time to bring their children for this enrichment, that enrichment. We tend to think Singaporean kiasu ma. Yeah, that's this part. But kiasu, why don't they bring them to go for for meditation class? By right, kiasu should bring them for meditation class ma. Yeah, then can attain enlightenment ma. Right, kiasu then should die force them to become monks and nuns. Kiasu ma. Kiasu then kiasi. Kiasi, afraid of dying, then attain arahanthood, won't die anymore ma. But it's because we don't see the value of Dharma. We don't see the value yet. Yeah. Not you all, you all come, Sifu, we already come to IGC, you still say we don't see value, we walk off, Jialat one walk off already. Yeah. Don't worry, her things are still around, I have to come back. then she say, I can leave that behind, I don't want to come back. Yeah. It's actually very simple. Yeah. If you see the value of something, yeah, you will take the time. Yeah, you will take the time, you put in the effort. People put in the time to go Korea, go Japan, go for a tour, go here, go there. Yeah. Why? Because they see value in it. Yeah, they see value. Yeah, so there's even this section. The Buddha, the Bodhisattvas know. At the end of the day, if we cannot see the value in Dharma, then we will not have that kind of striving. Yeah, so there's this section. 第三课, 功德门. And this section further split into three parts. 再分三大科. 第一, yeah, so the first section, 有三千世界七宝布施, 恒河沙数三千世界七宝布施两段. Yeah, so those who have recited Dharma Sutra a lot, you know the front part. Immediately after this, there's the section that talk about giving offerings. Yeah. 东方虚空可思量不也世尊西南西北方虚空可思量不也世尊 then 上下, then after that basically saying, if one were to do offering, yeah, filling up all this boundless direction, is that merit great or not? So with reference to that. Yeah, so here, 布施, yeah. So, 三千世界, the technical term is quite complicated. I cannot remember. So it's tricoclism, basically this description of the world system. And why is that the tricoclism something something, the 三千大千世界? Because in Buddhism, we don't say earth is just the only place. Yeah. That earth is part of a world system, and 1,000 such world system forms one small 1,000 world system. 1,000 of the small world system, yeah, then forms a medium world system. 1,000 medium world system form a large world system. Yeah, so it's a cascading description. So anytime you hear 三千大千世界 or 千世界, then it's basically referring to that multiple level. Yeah. So in the sutta, there's this part that describes this. To do offering to that level. When you really think about it, actually, it's hard to think about it. Yeah, because even for our own Singapore, can you imagine the whole of Singapore? when you think about Singapore, you can only think about the map of Singapore. Huh? Yeah. But truly, how big is Singapore? Yeah, we can give the numbers. Yeah, 46.5 kilometers wide, yeah, 20 over kilometer in the length north to south. But how big is that? Yeah. Actually, our ability to comprehend, not so easy. Yeah. Now imagine the whole earth filled with the seven kind of treasure. Yeah. Can you imagine? Yeah. Again, when we say imagine earth, then it is basically just picturing some those astronomy photo of earth. Yeah. One blue globe floating in the space. Yeah. That's all we can imagine. Yeah. So, 恒河沙数, yeah, 恒河沙数, 三千世界, 七宝布施, yeah, so this is the second section. So what is 恒河沙数? 恒河沙 refers to Ganges River. Yeah, so in many suttas, there's reference to Ganges River. If the Buddha was born in Singapore, it will not be 恒河沙, it will be 那个亚龙河沙, not 恒河沙, yeah. Because in Buddha's time, whoever listened, talked to him, know about Ganges River, yeah, 恒河. Yeah. Whereas in Singapore, do you all know Ganges River? Maybe heard of it, yeah. But have you seen it before? Never. It's actually quite massive, yeah, Ganges River. So if the Buddha was born in Singapore or come to Singapore, then he will tell us, how many sand is along East Coast Park? Then at least some of you East Coast. Oh yeah, yeah. The sand over there are not very fine, a bit coarse. Yeah. Then the Buddha may say, as much sand as there are along the East Coast Park. And not just East Coast Park, West Coast Park, and not just East Coast and West Coast Park, but also the Sembawang site, Sembawang Park, yeah. Then also the Punggol site, yeah. All around Singapore, all the sand, yeah. How much sand are there? Oh, then as Singaporeans we will say, much is there, yeah. Then with that amount, then if the Buddha say, As many sand grains as there are so many world systems out there. Wow, then now you can imagine how many world systems are there. Aha. Then the Buddha says, and if all those world systems, each of these world systems, are then broken down into sand grain. Whole world system broken down into sand grains, yeah. Those sand grains each representing a world, yeah. That's how much, yeah. So the Buddha often used this method to describe how massive this whole world is, yeah. And by world, it's not just our world. The whole, yeah, it's just basically virtually infinite. So over here. So these are the two main sections. Yeah, which is still part of the first section. So, so this is the first one. Then, second part, 内身的布施, 分成, 恒河沙生命布施, 日三时恒河沙生布施. Yeah, so second part is the first part earlier was talking about giving in terms of material things. Yeah. And no matter how much you give, you cannot compare with that massive amount described. Second part, giving of the body. Yeah. Giving of the body. And then further this separated into the number amount of times you can offer plus the times. Yeah. So 第三, 举释迦牟尼佛过去世供养无量佛的功德, so then describing the merits of giving, yeah, done by the Buddha in the past, yeah, in the past life. So the Buddha in the past also did a lot of giving. Also did a lot of giving. So 以这三段来较量学习般若功德的殊胜。 Yeah, so if you are familiar with the Diamond Sutra, as we will see in a while, the front part talk about giving in various ways. Yeah? And each time the Buddha says, the Buddha asks Venerable Subhuti, 以 so and so forth, 为布施功德多不? Yeah? Is the merit large? The yes. 是也是尊, 甚多甚多, or something. Yeah. Then after that, the Buddha say, 若有人, 以此, 诵词, 读诵, 乃至四句偈, yeah, 功德甚彼. So the Buddha would describe, now, if you think that that's a lot, if a person were to make use of this sutra, yeah, to learn this sutra, to uphold this sutra, to commit it to memory, to recite, yeah, up to even just four verses, the merits is much more. Yeah, the merits is much more. No. So, back to this front part that we are talking about. Huh? Because my teacher, in this book, he's giving an overview, giving us an overview. Yeah. So, 现在说第一颗般若体门, yeah, 第一颗长老须菩提请问, yeah, so 第二段是佛回答, 又分成愿行果三颗. Yeah, so, this part, Venerable Subhuti asks, yeah, 因何住云何调伏其心? Yeah, so then the Buddha after that replied. But the reply, actually, the Buddha, with his reply, then it's split into three portions. Yeah, 愿行果, or 愿行果. So, 十长老须菩提在大众中即从坐起，偏答右肩，亦有悉着地和尚恭请而拜佛言. Yeah, so giving the request, and then after that, so 西有世尊是赞叹佛的话. So previously, I think I've got when there's this mention about 西有世尊, yeah, it's actually praising the Buddha. That is rare, yeah, it's rare. So 世尊, referring to the Buddha, world honored one, usually translated as world honored one. So, my teacher actually made a reference to the Anguttara Nikaya. In the Chinese Mahayana tradition, it's called the Ekotaragama, Zheni Ahan. So, my teacher says, 在《Zheni Ahan经》说到一件事. Yeah, so it's mentioned in the Anguttara Nikaya, 释迦牟尼佛若不出家的话, so Sakyamuni Buddha, if he didn't ordain, what would happen? 两千五百世 做转轮圣王. Yeah. If he don't ordain, he would become a wheel turning monarch for 2500 lives. Yeah, that's the kind of merit that he has amassed. Yeah. But he didn't take that up. He instead put that aside to ordain. For who? For people who 今天来, 明天不来, 明天来, 后天不来. Yeah. But you all don't have to feel bad. Yeah, because unlike the Buddha,
Yeah, the Buddha do this for us. Yeah, 师父 ordain not for you. 师父没有这么伟大。Yeah. So you all can choose. Yeah. So, 我们若思维一下，像我们平常人想要出家，小小的有一点如意事都放不下。就被这事绑住了，而佛能够弃舍人间转轮圣王那种广大的富贵境界，这件事应该说是很稀有的，应该说很稀有。So for the Buddha, he is ready to put that aside.Some of us may not be familiar with what 转轮圣王 is, wheel turning monarch. Yeah, basically a king, but not ordinary king. In the sutra, it described that there are different levels of kingship, yeah, of monarchies. There's a level that's very supreme called the wheel turning monarch. So such a monarch has massive merits, and as a result,This king is able to reign supreme over all the continents. Yeah, basically, like a king of the world. So can you imagine how much enjoyment and pleasure such a king would have? Do you think it's more than yours or less than yours? The Buddha, if he...According to the Anguttara Nikaya, if he don't ordain, he would be a wheel-turning monarch for 2,500 lives. Not years. Yeah. Here, the text, according to my teacher, is 2,500 世做转轮王转轮圣王 2,500 years only. Is lives. So,One time, two times, three times, four times, five times, and up to 2,500 times. And yet he put that aside. He put that aside to attain enlightenment. For who? For sentient beings like us. Many years ago when I conducted a group cultivation for some youth, I tell them this also. I say,30 years ago, 40 years ago, people have the reason, have the excuse. No ma, all the Dharma class, no Dharma class last time. If there's Dharma class in a language that we don't understand, then even if there's one in English, the accent is very strong, cannot understand. Then those in Mandarin, the old monk has accent also, cannot understand also.And much more, most of the time, there's no Dharma class. Last time, I had an excuse. So 10 over years ago, I told the youth, I said, you all don't have excuse. You all don't have any excuse. So if you all still don't attend, don't learn, next time you go deep, deep, down, down, then people ask you, hey, why are you here? You cannot say, no Dharma class. Cannot say. So next time when you want to skip, then you must turn to this page. Is it more worthy than being a wheel-turning monarch? 如来善护念诸善护念诸菩萨。如来指释迦牟尼，释迦如来。So 如来 literally, or not literally, but 如来 translated as the task come one or well gone one.Tathagata. In many of the suttas, they leave this untranslated Tathagata. One of the meaning is just as the Buddhas in the past, their coming into this world brings benefit. Yeah? And just like the Buddhas in the past, their going is well. Yeah? Well, in what sense? Leads to complete cessation, end of suffering. coming to bring end of suffering, going also end of suffering. For us, as some Taiwanese monk last time said, bong bong cha cha lai, bong bong cha cha ku.
So, san zhe, san hu nian, san, not the buiga san, san, san liang de san. San. So, san zhe nen ye. So, when we say in Buddhism, when you say san, it means there's ability. Yeah, ability to do what? To lead to wholesomeness, to lead to end of suffering. Yeah. So, 说, 佛有这样善巧的智慧，能够护念诸菩萨, 指暖顶忍是第一, 内凡位的菩萨. Yeah, so, this 暖顶忍是第一, I think many of you may be familiar. That's why, aiya, Sifu, as you see, every time I say all this, correct? All of you very familiar, right? Yeah, 暖顶忍是第一. So, 暖顶忍是第一 is actually what in the sutra is describing the 四加行, 加行位. Yeah, 内凡. So, 内凡, so there's a 凡位. 凡位 is the unenlightened stage, and then already the 圣位. So, 内凡 and 外凡. 外凡 is the early stages, 智良位. Then, the 内凡 is the 加行位. Yeah, but in some other traditions, they call the 四加行 something else. Yeah. Last time, I also didn't know. Then later, when I learned more, then I'm like, eh, how come? If you go by sutta, yeah, what the Buddha taught, 加行位 is talking about 暖顶忍是第一. Yeah. So it's describing the different stages of the cultivation of the Bodhisattvas. Having reached that point, 暖位, already... This is actually describing using the metaphor of a flame, that it has reached a point where it's already warm, already hot. Ding, that means it's reached, wah, and ren, you have already are able to penetrate. Then 四第一, so as far as the world is concerned, you are foremost ready. Yeah, so different, these are the different stages of the Bodhisattva path, but all these are still 内凡, still close to enlightened but not yet. So this is with reference to the 善护念诸菩萨. Then the next part, 善护住诸菩萨 是外凡的菩萨. So just now talk about how there are those who are mature, those who are immature, or not so high level. So 暖顶忍 referring to this. This is the high level, higher. Then this part, 善护住诸菩萨, this is the mature, this is the immature. But do not be mistaken, and think that, oh, this one mature, I respect. This one immature, I don't respect. We are not, most of us are not even here. Are you all here already? Are you all at the stage where Buddha 善护你? No, like, you all wait long, long. At most, kena sanfu by me. Kena sanfu by me, siong, kena scolded left, right. So, sanfuzu, zhu pusa. These are the, relatively speaking, relative to the higher level, considered immature. But you must know, when we look at this, 外凡的菩萨, to be considered 外凡菩萨, also somewhere there, So, 对这两种菩萨, 佛都能够善护念, 善护住. So, the Buddha is able to reach out to these two groups of Bodhisattvas. Reach out to them for what? Send them WhatsApp. Hey, lim kopi mai, la kopi. No. But to advise them, to instruct them, to point out that where they are
where they are strong at, where they are weak at, then tell them how they can improve and remind them, give them maybe, give them a, I don't know, I keep wanting to say give them a kick. But no, in the sutta, never describe Buddha giving people a kick.
So, 我们反省自己是否在暖顶人是第一。
师父 every time when I draw the line, I always ask, so are we at stage 10? Stage 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1?
So my teacher is a bit more realistic. He actually say, are we at 暖顶人?
Still quite high. It's actually close to stage 1. That's why whenever I ask that question, it's like a half joke. Yeah. Not that I look down on y'all, but I look down on myself. Yeah. Because if I'm teaching those who are at stage 1 to 10, wow, what level must I be, you know?
So, 如是就是凡诸位菩萨了。Yeah. So, all these that have been described are still unenlightened. But to be considered classified in this stage, you are already started. So, 如果不是，则为外凡菩萨。So, 外凡的菩萨就是心向外攀缘。虽然我相信佛，佛法，能拜佛读经，但是拜佛时攀缘有个佛。读经则认为有一本所读语言文字的经，或是能为人讲经，但是贪嗔痴一样的活动，外凡位的菩萨若有惭愧心稍好一点，如果没有惭愧心就和一般人一样。So,内凡外凡，内凡 although unenlightened, close to enlightenment. 外凡 is further. So the mind is still grasping onto the outside. Still grasping. Still have greed, hatred, and ignorance. And delusion. 但是贪嗔痴一样的活动。Still active. Our defilements is still active. 现在说善护念诸菩萨是以道内凡位了。So, 现在说善护念诸菩萨是已到内凡位了。内凡位的菩萨照理说应该超过欲界定，得未到地定，乃至得到色界初禅、二禅、三禅、四禅，或者So,
again I must say, some students feel that the class don't have enough Dharma. In US, this is our mainstay. Every other day, talking about 初禅、二禅、三禅、四禅, talking about 欲界定、未到地定. What is this about? So my teacher is saying, the 内凡位, the inner, in a way we can say, well, let's just do a little translation. The inner level, unenlightened Bodhisattva must have minimally attained to some level of concentration. What level? At least the sensual desire concentration, or higher excess concentration or neighborhood concentration. Why excess? Why neighborhood? Close to first jhana. Not first jhana yet, but close to. Sensual desire concentration means, for those of us, being a human being, we are in the sensual desire realm. We also practice meditation. Maybe once in a while have a bit of concentration. Seems like have some feeling, but still very near to sensual desire. Still very near. So, not even near to the what we call 根本定. Fundamental concentration, which is the first jhana. So then first jhana, second jhana, third jhana, fourth jhana, up to
So these are the form jhana. Yeah, form concentration, form jhana. Then beyond that, we have the formless concentration. Yeah, four formless concentration. Yeah, 四空定, which I've covered in previous classes. Yeah, 空无边处定, 事无边处定, 无处有处定, 非想, 非非想处定, 具有这样的定力. Yeah, so those who are in the inner level, unenlightened stage, but inner level bodhisattvas, they have this level of concentration. Then what happened? 对于佛法的学习是很深刻的. Yeah, so with respect to learning Dhamma, they are very penetrative. Yeah, they don't 1 year in, 1 year out. When they listen to the teachings, they pay utmost attention, then they capture it, retain it. So 非常深刻的. 不再向外攀援了. Yeah, they don't grasp on to things outside anymore. Yeah. 一切时、一切处、接触境界都能向道上会. Yeah. So at all times, all places, when they encounter anything outside, their mind can connect with the path, yeah, with the cultivation. Yeah, so 你骂我一句. So if let's say someone scolds such a cultivator, such a bodhisattva, what will the person do? 他不会, 你为什么要骂我? So yeah, the bodhisattva will not think, oh, why do you scold me? Yeah, why do you scold me? 而向道上会, 骂者不可得, 受骂者不可得. Yeah. So the person who is being scolded, you cannot grasp onto it. Nothing tangible about that. Yeah. 受骂者不可得, 骂者不可得, 受骂者不可得. So the scolder, person who is doing the scolding, insubstantial. The person being scolded is insubstantial also. 他能随时用般若观察这件事，不起烦恼. Yeah. 外凡位的菩萨, yeah, 外凡的菩萨学习经历论. So let's not talk about 内凡, then 外凡. Now talk about, still talking about 外凡. So the outer level, yeah, outer level unenlightened bodhisattva. So 学习经历论. So even the outer level, they also learn the three practices, yeah, sila, samadhi, panya. 这个经, oh, here is 经历论, sutra, vinaya, and commentary, yeah, abhidhamma. Yeah, so learn the teachings. What happened? 通达很多的佛法, is able to penetrate into a lot of the teachings. 也写文章, my teacher always like to say this. Wow, can write a lot of articles. Wow, right. 也能为人讲解. Yeah. So can also give teachings. Yeah. 因为没有修四念处, yeah, but never practice Satipatthana, the four foundations. 不静坐, never meditate. 不修止观, don't practice Samatha Vipassana. Yeah. 虽然他也可能看见佛, yeah, maybe he can also see Buddha. 但是不能调伏烦恼, but cannot mitigate defilements. Cannot, you know, last time some devotees out of the blue, I don't know them, they don't know me, suddenly call me up and ask me, tell me that the family has passed away. So passed away how? Want me to do a service. So ask me what to prepare, this and that, this and that. Then, towards the end, very coyly ask me, 法师啊, 还要准备些什么? 没有就这样子啊? Anything else? 还有什么吗? Oh, no, nothing else. 那个费用怎么样啊? How about the fees? Any fees or not? I don't know why people talking to monks always talk about fees. No? So I told them, I said, I don't charge any fees. But oh, this but I told them, I said,
I ever told some students before, you want me to go and attend your wake, go and do a service? Can. I don't charge any fees. But you must do this. You must do, observe 5 precepts for how many months. You must practice, you must go on a vegetarian diet for how many months. Sometimes I may even ask them, you must go and meditate. But yeah. That particular one, I never even say that, no. Then the person said, oh, 免费的? Free? Said, yeah, free, I don't charge. Then I said, oh, okay, I discuss with my family, I get back to you. Then after that, call me back. Venerable, we have engaged somebody else. Huh? Long time ago, one senior monk told me this. He said, sometimes people are very funny. If temples charge, people complain. Why charge? We don't charge, people complain. People say, free one. Is it good enough or not? Funny though, people. Yeah. So sometimes I tell students, I don't charge. If I charge, I charge by meditation hours. Meditation hours.
内方的菩萨, 惭愧心众, 以涅槃为上首。 Yeah, so the inner level bodhisattvas, their personal shame and their remorse is stronger. In other words, when they do something wrong, they are able to know that they are doing something wrong, and they have a sense of shame, and so they want to change. Yeah. 以涅槃为上首, they have the nibbana as the higher ideal. The goal. Yeah. Everything else is secondary. Nibbana is the utmost important. Yeah. 他想得涅槃, yeah. He wished to attain Nibbana. 想证悟诸法实相, want to attain the true nature, ultimate reality. Yeah, to do that. Every time when I read what my teacher teach, I'm filled with much delight. Some months back, one student asked, "So, Sifu, why don't you go back to US to practice?" Yeah, someone asked that. So I said, "Can I can do that anytime?" Yeah. So all these classes, how? Yeah. But every time I read my teacher's text, I have that 冲动, you know. Yeah. I have that for 21 days retreat. After third or fourth day, I decided to ordain. Yeah. But I still had to come back to settle the work. And after that, I just went there without a thought of coming back. Yeah. So let me know. Yeah, let me know. Yeah. I mean, anyway, there are a lot of centers in Singapore. You don't have to waste time. Yeah. So,
Jinglun上说,
不受一切法得无生法忍.
So in the sutra and in the commentaries, it says, 不受一切法. So literally, not accepting anything at all, but the meaning is not to grasp onto anything in this world. Yeah, 不受一切法. And as a result, 得无生法忍. Yeah, attain to what? Attain to the experience or attain to the unborn phenomena. What is the unborn phenomena? Nibbana. Yeah, 无生法. Wusen Fa is talking about, it's the same as Wu Wei Fa. Yeah, Wusen Fa. Yeah, Wusen Fa Ren. Yeah. So the word Ren, usually we translate as endure.
无生法忍。So, 无生法。So, 无生 is actually the same as 无为. Yeah. So, 无生法 is referring to Nibbana and Ren, usually translated as endure. But in the usage, in classical Chinese and in, especially in Buddhist texts, Ren has the meaning of to be able to accept. Yeah. And here accept would mean you have reached a point where, when we say accept in concept, no, you have experienced it yourself. Yeah, then we call Ren. No, then we call Ren. So, 这在他心里有深刻的印象。Yeah, so when he has touched the unconditioned phenomena, that means attained to that level, it leaves a deep impression, yeah, in his mind. Yeah. So, as a result, in his mind has this thought, 我要这件做这件事。Mm. Once he has reached the initial glimpse, he will do something that he wants to work for. 他一切时一切处 at all times, all places, 向道上会。Yeah. Because once he has had a glimpse of that, everything else pales in comparison. Yeah. No more interest in other things. 所有的烦恼都不动。Yeah. All defilements, yeah, doesn't move him. Defilements don't move anymore. That means it's not active. Yeah, 不动 means not active. So, 虽然还没有没能断 but not eradicated yet. Yeah, at this stage, not eradicated yet, but not active anymore. Yeah, 还未得无漏的般若智慧 Yeah, 般若慧 So, have not attained the wisdom without outflow. Yeah, that means the most supreme wisdom that doesn't lead to suffering. So have a bit of wisdom, but not quite there yet. 但能向无漏的般若, yeah, but it's pointing towards that direction. Pointing towards that direction. 用无常苦空无我的智慧, yeah. So making use of the wisdom of 无常苦空无我, yeah.Impermanence, suffering, emptiness, no self. 长长的思维观察，把贪嗔痴调伏，就像与诸法实相了。Then slowly, gradually, you would go towards the ultimate reality. So some of us, when we meditate, we feel, oh, I have reached this state, reached that state. Hold your horses. My teacher in many places came on highlighting. If you just practice meditation, you don't give rise to wisdom, you are still practicing something that is common with the worldly spiritual path. Still in samsara. Yeah, only when you have the supramundane wisdom, then truly are you considered on the Buddhist path. Yeah, otherwise, it's still the same. Yeah, otherwise, it's still the same.Yeah, so, 这样的菩萨善根成就了。Yeah, such a bodhisattva, the wholesome roots is established. 什么是善根成就? What is meant by that? 就是信静念定慧。Yeah, so these are the 信静念定慧, the five powers, the five roots. Yeah, 这五种善法有力量。So, 这个 faith, effort, mindfulness, concentration, and wisdom. So this is part of the 37 factors of enlightenment, five roots and five powers. Yeah. So here it's talking about how these five already have power, 有力量. Yeah. What is meant by 有力量? It has the ability to push us forward. We don't need someone to push us anymore. Yeah. When defilements arise, we are able to overcome it. When there's this impetus that that this thought that come up and say, ah, I don't want to learn Dhamma anymore. I want to do something else. We can overcome that. We can overcome that. Okay, we'll stop here. Any questions? Yuan xiao san zhang chu fan nao. Yuan
xiao san zhang chu fan nao.
Yuan de zhi hui zhen ming liao.
Yuan de zhi hui zhen ming liao.
Pu yuan zui zhang xi xiao chu.
Pu yuan zui zhang xi xiao
chu. Shi shi chang xing fu sa dao.
Shi shi chang xing fu sa dao.
Amitabha. Qi li.
Qi li.